The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Every kind of stupidity.
Gentlemen, we've just received a PhD in stupidity.
Every morning, you're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I mentioned before, my sister texted me. I know she texts you guys, too. I beat you to that.
Different messages.
My Uncle Chubb did that. Him and his buddy, some guy.
Traded.
This guy named Russ. He was one of my football coaches. I was really young. I was probably 10, maybe.
Did you ever see him naked?
No, but he got with my Uncle Chubb's wife. That was my aunt.
He had Uncle Chubb, Grandpa Pancake.
And Grandpa Pancake's dead. So Uncle Chubb was my dad's younger brother. And then he ended up marrying that guy's wife.
Why do I think Uncle Chubb is also the guy that was nibbling on that kid's ear?
No. They called him Chubb because when he was a kid, he was chubby. That was one of those names to stick with you.
Surprisingly, he's not the touchy uncle.
And he's not. He's not. And they didn't. By the way, saying Uncle Chubb back in the day didn't sound weird because the word, when I started saying Chubb, when it came to be a chub or a boner, was at least the late 70s and early 80s. You know, I started saying that. But nobody thought of it that way. They named that way.
No.
In fact, I was watching that story about the dude that was a guy from Penn State was drafted. He's a great ball player, defensive guy, and his name's Chop. They call him Chop. But when he was a kid, he was fat, so his mom called him Pork Chop. Well, then he grew up and he wasn't fat anymore.
And he eliminated the pork.
He just eliminated the pork, and now he just calls himself Chop. You know?
Yeah, I like how you're defending Uncle Chubb. No, it wasn't creepy. It was just a lifelong bullying move. To call him Chubby.
No, his parents called him Chubb.
I know, but
kid. That's what he kept it, yeah.
But it was because he was fat. That was lifelong bullying.
He grew out of a puss.
I know, but you still called him Chubb.
Yeah, but
Uncle, some blood in that bear.
He's still with us, my uncle, too. So, but he's no longer with that woman. They both those couples split up years ago. You know, but yeah, they swapped wives, man. You know.
It would suck for Uncle Chubb if he had erectile dysfunction.
I'm pretty sure there was a couple of stories of that. You know, it happens in small towns where the talent pool is.
Oh yeah,
very.
Yeah.
You know,
this wasn't a small town.
It's not a planned thing.
But the same people.
Yeah, it's not a planned thing like those baseball guys. But you know, two couples get divorced and it just kind of ends up that way that they end up with
easily.
Each other's ex.
Yeah.
I guess you're single.
Well, they get back for a little. They bang each other just for the hell of it, probably a couple times. They probably don't stay together, but you know. Let's get back on them. A lot of them do, though. You're right.
I recall some stories where they ended up lasting on both ends.
Yeah, but they didn't trade kids either.
No,
they not pay attention.
That's
to
the craziest there. Part of that story. To be, the pets and the dogs.
Yeah. That's the craziest part of that story.
Yeah, that part of it disturbs me. The dog didn't do anything.
No, the dog stayed with the house it was in. That's all that was. Yeah, I don't think that's a big deal.
Well, still technically.
You go visit the dog.
Yeah, the dog's part of the deal. Yeah.
Boy, what a dick move if you go over to visit the dog and then just ignore the kids.
Yeah.
I'm just here to see Spot. Y'all run away.
Yeah.
Yeah, dad never throws the ball to me.
Shukmyov. That's the name of that hockey player. That's how you pronounce that.
Shukmyov.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. That's from Jim, by the way. He said that off on the mic here.
So. He popped. That's the only thing he said when he popped.
He just walked in. He goes, Shukmyov. Yeah. I said, Jesus, Jim. Yeah. Chill out, man.
Oh, one more breaks, man.
Easy, yeah.
We don't owe you anything.
I kind of like this idea.
No, you suck.
Bleacher Report is saying the five conferences that are not the Power Five.
Yeah.
That would
There's
be
five
the,
other ones. D1,
yeah,
okay.
American Athletic Conference, Sun Belt, Mountain West, Mid-American Conference, and Conference USA have discussed a potential G5, I guess that's what they call themselves only, postseason playoff. I would watch that.
Yes.
Why not give them a shot? But here's the deal, though. One of those other so the other five are not even eligible to make the playoffs?
I don't think so.
Because remember, you know, look at UCF. Now, UCF's in a major conference now, but remember when they were in that mix back in the day when they would have been a playoff team?
Yeah. That team that got their coach a really great job that fell on his face.
That's he squandered.
Yeah. No, I've heard different versions of that plan thrown around where, you know, like the big
Why not give them a shot?
The big five conferences have a playoff, and then the other D1 teams that aren't in those have their own playoff.
Now, once again, but right now, the playoff system is coming up this fall. Any D1 team is eligible, right?
Yes.
The top 16?
Yeah, it's whoever's at the top of the polls.
Right. So a team that's in one of those other conferences still has a shot to get in that.
Yeah.
So are they gonna? Once they do this, they still have a shot or not? Like would they be able to be in it? And then they can't play in the other tournament. Obviously,
I mean the conferences you're talking about, it's pretty rare that any
pretty
of those
unlikely
are going to be goes in the top 12.
But when we start expanding those playoffs, somebody goes right. You know, somebody runs the table. And they're 11-0, 12-0, and they're.
Well,
I can't.
Yeah,
I don't even know who's.
It happens from time to time, but not.
But a lot of those teams we're talking about now have made it to one of the Power Fives, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and
like the UCF and Houston, stuff like that.
Ultimately, what it'll come down to is what provides the schools more money.
Right.
Yeah.
The once every 10 years school who makes a run and gets in the main playoff, or every year we've got our own thing going on creating revenue.
Okay.
I'd watch that.
Dennis Dodd, who writes for CBS Sports. Broke it down here. This is the money stuff. Average program in those conferences, the ones that we're talking about here, the not Power Five, receive.
So we're talking like the Miami Ohio's,
AAC, Sun Belt, Mountain West, Mid American Conference USA.
Yeah. Okay,
they receive $1.8 million per year in CFP. That would be the revenue, the
college football playoff
revenue in 2026 under the new deal, up from the current $1.5 million. The Group of Five splits 9% of the $1.3 billion with ESPN.
Wow.
By comparison, the Big Ten and SEC each received 29% of college football playoff money, millions more than any Group of Five.
Yeah. So I'm guessing whatever playoff system they come up with amongst those smaller conferences is probably going to generate more revenue than what they're getting out of this.
Well, who's against it?
I don't think anybody's against it. I think it's just an idea
logistics,
that's been floated out there.
Right. It's just not been finalized yet, but it doesn't sound like anybody's saying, screw that.
There'll be some old school football people that are like, well,
anything that pisses off old school college fan. I love they pissed off at NIL. I love that they're pissed off at the portal. You gotta stick with your team for 4 years and sit in the bench. Screw you. I love those kids.
The one plan that I've always liked that nobody seems to gravitate to is, is like, what is it, about 120-some D1 football teams?
Yes.
113,
I think that's
9.
But, basically split it down the middle. The top 64 teams compete for the big championship. The other 64 teams compete for a secondary championship.
Well, it has to be conference-wise because you can't just slice it down the middle.
But you create conferences based on those criteria, basically.
They're not going to mix. Yeah, but
basically, all the teams that are in Power Five conferences now end up
talking about
that
total realignment. They won't do that.
So
you
have the big tournament and then
they still
NIT.
Want the Big Ten. They still want the Big Ten. They still want the Big Ten to be decent grades, except for Nebraska.
But basically, those Power Five conferences end up being the 64 teams at the top.
Right.
I mean,
right.
That's just how it is.
Yeah. Starts this year, right?
Yeah, the 12-team playoff.
12-team this
year. Good.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, once in a while, a Boise State will rise up.
But even didn't Boise State?
Did Boise State join one of those?
Are they still Mountain West or?
I'm not
no,
sure.
No, they enjoyed the Big 12.
I thought they were Mountain West.
Yeah.
They've been talked about 100 times for moving into one of the other conferences, but I don't know that they have.
Yeah, well, there was talk of moving them into the Pac-12, and then I guess there was academic issues, and now there's an issue that there's no Pac-12.
Oh, yeah, they're still they're Mountain West.
Well, that's going to be fun, Nick. Hopefully your team's better.
You know. They look better. You want to talk about the spring game?
Who won the – Nope. No, I did. I turned it on to watch my son's buddy play some downs.
Did you grade the offense and grade the defense?
You can't grade any of that crap. You're playing against your own guys.
Oh, no, no, you're wrong. You can grade it all day. You can grade every one of the players.
I'm talking about
every spring game. It's tough to tell if the offense is good or the defense sucks, whatever, but there were some throws being made that have not been made in Nebraska for a long time.
All right, whack, whack. You're going to win it all this year. Yeah, you guys are excited every freaking year.
Well,
every year you're excited.
Why not? Sometimes that's all you have.
No,
you got the Chiefs. Shut up.
No, for 5 years, you're excited every year. And every year you came out and you sucked in the regular season.
Well, I'd rather be excited than the offseason.
Now, you're going to be better than the Penn State guy running that program now. So that is going to help. But,
what do you know about Hunter Norzad?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to your program.
Well, he was the Penn State center. The Chiefs drafted him.
Oh, then he's really good.
Yeah. I'd like to talk to one Husker fan who doesn't have high hopes.
I know. They all have high hopes. Every for the past 6 years, they've been saying the same
thing. Come on.
I haven't had high hopes for a long time.
There's got to be a cynic out there.
You were a frost warning guy.
Well, until he started playing games.
Yeah.
Well, I was super excited when he got the job.
But
then he started playing,
and
you're like, this is not good.
That's Frost's third year, you guys were excited.
I was ready for him to go.
That's when we finally get the cynics, is when you lose six in a row. But at the beginning of the season, no. It's all high hopes all the time.
You're Cowboy fans. Yep. This is our year.
They are Cowboy fans.
Right.
Right, right. You're pathetic Cowboy fans.
Although the Cowboy fans at least win in the regular season. They just fold in the playoffs.
But the Vikings drafted a kicker
in the
seventh round, so things are going to start happening now. Does anybody run after that guy who kicked the big field goals in the UFL, the Michigan Panthers?
I think he's still kicking in the UFL. He probably will have some tryouts after that season's over. Which I saw. I flipped on one of those games yesterday.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of one yesterday.
I think it was
too.
Birmingham and some. I don't know, but it was a torrential downpour, nobody was in the stands. But Kevin Kugler was making it sound exciting.
He called that game.
Yeah,
it was on Fox. It was on the mothership, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was yesterday afternoon. Yeah. That was the only reason I hung with the game for a little while, was just to hear Kevin.
Hear Kugler talking about it.
Yeah. Right. I still can't drum up any interest in the UFL.
I turned out a Royals game from 2 days ago because I didn't know who was going to win. The way you have to sign up for some app or something to see it live. There was one I searched on Hulu. There was one for, they were playing the Blue Jays a couple days ago. I'll watch this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, it's this gummy mango water at Walgreens. Apparently, it's a cult candy, and it's selling out. I know you guys are into gummies. I know you guys are into gummies. I mean, regular gummies. I don't chew regular gummies, but you guys are really into them for some reason. You're gummy bears, really.
Gummy.
Yeah, but I almost called them gummy because Todd called them gummy. Yeah, mango. Walgreens has them.
Peelable candy.
It was a TikTok thing, and now they're selling out.
Hmm.
I figured you might know that, Nick, because you're into that crap.
Yeah, peelable candy.
What makes it peelable?
A peel on the outside.
Well, have you ever had a candy with a peel on it?
No. It's a tiny, squishy, chewy. It's shaped like a cute baby mango, and Gen Zers have gone crazy for it. Walgreens can't keep it in stock.
I'm intrigued.
Arrived last fall in about 2,500 of the 8,700 U.S. Walgreens stores, quickly sold out because of TikTok. They imposed a limit of one bag per customer.
Was it one TikTok person that got everybody going, or is everybody all over it now?
I have no idea. Or was it a hot chick eating gummy bears? Because what TikTok usually is, you know.
We got a membership to Sam's. I want to brag. We have Sam's and Costco now.
I know you
Not
do.
A big
wow.
deal.
Same here.
And they have, Sam's is a disaster. I don't even want to go back. But it's like, they had this thing where you could get like free samples, and it popped out like spicy gummy bears.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't brave enough to try them, but have you guys tried spicy gummy bears?
No. That gummy bears is one of those things, like, you don't need to improve upon it.
No.
It's perfect as it is.
Yeah, we thought that about a chip, though, and they're making all kinds of cool chips now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I don't expect spice out of my gummy bear.
No,
out of any candy.
It's something sweet.
No, at Christmas, there's, like, some of these little, they're called spiced gum drops.
I like those.
Those are terrible. Those are terrible.
Nick, do you have another podcast you want to do eventually?
Or
you're trying to find something, man.
That's right.
Spicy gummies.
Yeah, what about a peelable gummy?
Let's talk for 10 minutes on that and download it. Listen
you have
to it.
Like, my question is like.
Me and Tyler Walsh.
Yeah, it's really good.
Did you see my bass?
Is the peel edible? Like, why would you want to put something.
It's got to be edible, don't you think?
I would assume.
Rubber, you know, what's it made out of? It's got to be edible.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got to be. Well, I'd imagine you could just reach your hand in there and eat it, even if you didn't peel it.
Yeah, I would hope.
You could do the same thing with cough drops and just treat the wrapper as a peel.
Yeah.
God.
Right.
I guess.
In the videos it says the girl in the she proceeds to eat the peel too while complimenting its chewy texture. Yes.
I'll step into Walgreens. I'll look for this.
All right. Make sure you walk in there with your shook me off jersey. All right.
Man, you're rolling the dice every time.
I nailed it. You have to say the
you
V.
You got it. Don't do it anymore.
You got to say the V. All right.
I don't think that would have been brought up again if Jim Suggs didn't come out here and say
no.
Hello.
He nope. said it.
Well,
Jim said, here's how you say it on the air to make it legal.
Well, that's just him coaching up his talent.
Which is funny because it was Jim Sucks told us that we couldn't say the word sucks.
Yes.
There's a bit of irony there.
Suck me up.
He finds a way to suck a little more every day.
but this one is cool, though, because he actually came in here and said it, and now we can say it again. Right. Love that jersey. You'll see it on Twitter. Also, there's a dildo on Twitter in the field somewhere.
It's a big day.
My favorite part about that dildo rebuild. Shot you sent me, Puss, obviously it was just a tornado situation. And nobody died, at least in the Omaha area, so make sure we're not really making fun of these things because it's horrible. We get it. And it's just random crap that your house is going or not. But if the dildo is just in your yard, you have to go,
not mine.
The one I've shared on Twitter, it's huge, man.
Yeah, it's a sizable product.
Yeah, it looks like it's laying right next to the grill, hanging out there on just a bunch of debris on somebody's yard. Nah, it must have flew in from way over there.
That looks like one of those you suction cup to the wall of the shower.
I'll
take your word for that, Nick.
Nick's got a story. We get
back. Tease it. Hold on to that through the break, Nick.
If you found a dildo that was that came from 30 miles away.
Yeah.
Or blamed it on 30 miles away.
Yeah, that's what you do. Yeah.
That's what you do. Oh, it must have blew over from 30 miles.
I saw that street sign that went 30 miles. How does something fly 30 miles in the air?
It gets so up high.
Tornadoes.
Yeah. That's
crazy. It didn't fly 10 feet above the ground 30 miles. It got way up there and stayed up there. Yeah.
And we're still looking for this guy. Bring me up.
Oh, here, hold on.
Again, we got no details other than his name is Jason.
Jason, your house sadly, tragically, completely destroyed. Where were you today when the storm rolled through?
You know, I was at the gas station getting hot dogs, and it saved my life. So hot dogs saved my life.
Is that?
He looks at the camera with a big smile.
I haven't seen the video
he's
yet.
He's got a great demeanor about
awesome.
It.
Awesome.
Yeah.
He was right outside Omaha, wasn't he, this guy?
We
don't know.
Horrible, horrible journalism, but he's standing in front of a destroyed neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And he's standing in front of somebody's washer and dryer. Maybe his.
Yeah, I agree. All right. Hot dog saved his life. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.